So you're listening to Peter Donegan, as always, www.donneganlandscaping.com, and hit the blog. What I'm doing right now is I'm testing the Rode mic. That's R-O-D-E, and it's the NTG2 model that I'm using. The recording equipment is the Sony MX-20. And partway through conversing with you, I'll walk outside, let the wind blow straight through. It was a really blustery day in North County Dublin at the moment. And I'm going to disconnect it. I won't edit this at all, so you get a real good feel and you'll hear a bit of crackle in the middle, etc. And I'm going to contrast it then with the Beyerdynamic MCE86S, and we'll see what the results are. From a holding it in your hand point of view, it's a lot longer. The Rode mic is probably about the length of a police baton, if that makes sense. I'll take a photograph of these and put it up on the web. But the Beyerdynamic is a little bit shorter, so there's a mild strain on my wrist. That said, when you take the windshield off the Rode mic, it's got speakers running, little, you know, speakers running the whole way down, as would the Beyerdynamic. But obviously there's a lot more of them in the Rode mic, and that's the big difference. So as I stand outside, you should be able to hear the background noises. And the whole point with the shotgun mic is that it's, you know, it's semi-directional. I don't assume that I've got a 33 degrees and written a thesis in this. My qualifications are horticultural, but essentially what you're talking about is that you are the end user, you're the listener, and you're the one who'll be able to tell me which you think or feel is best. So now that I've done this one, let me quickly change leads and I'll stick it into the buyer and we'll see how that one works. So you're listening to me now on the Beyerdynamic, a little bit easier to hold as well. I'm facing into the wind here and I'm not too sure. The only real way, that I can test the sound quality is, pardon me, but giving it a good field test. So that's straight into the wind, walking through now, and I'm coming inside. And there you are, a lot quieter now. Yeah, so that's it. I'd be interested in your thoughts and comments on it. I know Bernie and Brian will be listening to this. Maybe Helen at Atena Media would be listening as well. Mark Rock and the lads at Audio Boo. But like as I said, it's important that these things are road tested. tested before they're actually put to proper use. The only big difference that's noticeable, apart from the length of the mic, is the Beyerdynamic that I'm speaking to on now has a little button in the middle. And it's got obviously the on-off, but the middle part is a battery tester. It's a single AA battery that they all take. And that's the only noticeable difference. But I mean, if you can live with that, and the sound quality is a hell of a lot better, well, we're about to find out. Thoughts and comments? You'll find me on the blog. That's blog.donneganlandscaping.com. I'm at Donegan Gardens on Twitter, or it's email info@donneganlandscaping.com. See how we get on. Okay, take care, folks. Bye for now.